I'm Anita Lustria, and this is Faith Conversations. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. It is the second podcast of the new year. Marla Taviano was last week, and if you missed that, check it out. Great stuff from Marla, digging into our passions, how God has wired us, and I think you'll be encouraged by that and helped as well. This week, it's been a while. Drum roll, please. I've got Mike Murphy back on the podcast.
Yes.
Hi.
You usually do it the first of the year.
Oh, yeah. We did this last year, didn't we?
And the reason for that is you forget to ask somebody to be your guest.
Yeah.
And then
you
come to me and say, can we do something?
No.
Yes, here's the deal.
I don't forget. It's just that you've got the Christmas holiday, New Year holiday, and I just didn't have time to squeeze in recording with anyone else. Plus, other people get really busy and all that. So a couple of quick things here at the beginning of a new year.
That was defensive.
Oh, yeah, it was. Totally defensive, but that's okay. Everyone listening understands. A couple of quick things at the beginning of a new year. I have been getting wonderful emails. I have not read any for a while, but I want you to know I'm hearing from you. Most always, I respond back. I got some great emails surrounding the podcast with Gregory Coles, who wrote the book Single Gay Christian. Some very thoughtful emails, some parents saying, please keep talking about this. Please keep talking about this. And I will. We'll delve into that at some point on another podcast this year.
Did you get any angry emails?
I got no angry emails at all.
That's interesting.
And I was really grateful, sort of expected maybe some pushback, but it's not like I said anything earth-shattering. I just said, I'm grappling with this issue as well, probably along with a whole host of people.
Yeah, but it's such a hot button issue, and I just know people that whenever you talk about hot-button issues and you don't agree with them, just get really ticked.
Yeah,
and
true.
I think that's a good word for it. It's really ticked off, and and so I hope anybody that's listening that gets ticked off every once in a while about something that's said or what's the topics that you pick, Anita, just kind of stay with it. That's just part of, God can use that, even if you disagree with it,
absolutely,
bring out some things in your own life.
Absolutely. We're gonna talk a little bit about your rumblings in a minute, but that's one of the things I love about your rumblings. And when your rumblings come out, I share them on my Facebook page, and I've got an author Facebook page, and also the Friends of Midday page. So if you didn't know there's a Friends of Midday page, you might want to like that and keep in touch with the old Midday Connection team. But somebody got upset at your rumblings on the Friends of Midday page and said, I'm done with this. I'm gone. And I say almost every time I post them that you may agree, you may disagree, but this will certainly get your thinking going if you will engage. And these are great conversation starters.
Yes.
And, the ones you disagree with, like in all of life, when I read books, I don't agree 100% with every author. If I do, I think that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, what did Flannery O'Connor once say? And Flannery O'Connor was a Southern writer, just
Southern
brilliant.
Southern Catholic woman, terrific
Catholic writer. known for short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I never worry about my book being controversial. I worry about it not being controversial.
Love that. Way to go, Flannery.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think one of the problems we have in our world is we just hang around with people that don't agree with us.
That do agree with us.
Yes, they do agree. Yes,
I got it. Yeah.
That do agree with us. And how does iron sharpen iron in that at that case? Because then it becomes just a love fest, an agreement fest.
Yeah.
And I think we're part of the reasons we're put on this earth. This was one a rumble, is that that we're supposed to be a virus infecting each other's brains.
I like that a lot. Well, before we get on to really dive into the rumblings, I also want to say a huge thank you at the beginning of this year for so many of you who supported the Faith Conversations podcast last year. Somebody was asking me about the expenses. So Mike is really good at figuring out expenses, me not so much. So I was adding up and then somebody said, yeah, but you got a website to maintain. And then it dawned on me, oh yeah, there's that monthly chart. I kind of forgot all this. They were asking if the podcast paid for itself, and I finally realized, no, it doesn't.
Oh, not even close.
I know.
So I keep track of those things.
I know you do, but I thought it was closer. But all that to say, I am super grateful for all of those who contributed. Yes. It does take time, energy, and expense to do this, and you guys are marvelous. And let me give you the ways that you can contribute to the podcast.
But wait, can I just
sure?
I do not keep close tabs on this.
I said yes, you do, because
$184.27. And you don't even draw a salary. I mean, that's just our expenses per month to keep this on the air.
It's a labor of love.
Plus, the amount of money we put into the equipment. This has been an economic drain.
Yes, well, you know. Thankfully,
but,
that's
paid. But well worth it.
Yeah, oh, well, definitely well worth it. A lot of great conversations and hopefully encouraging to you all. And as I said earlier, I know it is because I've gotten so many wonderful emails. So first, let me say how you email. You can email your thoughts to me at faithconvo@gmail.com. Oh. faithconvo@gmail.com. And you can also go to the website, anitalustria.com, and there's a contact link there, and that comes right to my inbox as well. If you'd like to contribute to the podcast, some of you do that through Patreon. You have said, yeah, I'm going to give 50 cents an episode or whatever you choose, a dollar an episode, whatever. You can do that by clicking on the Patreon link, and that's on my homepage as well. It's the little P. Okay, you're looking at me saying there are two P's. Yeah, well, one's Pinterest, and you can recognize that. It's the other P for Patreon. And you click on that, and you can say what you'd like to give per episode if that's an easier way for you. Kind of set it and forget it kind of thing. Otherwise, you're welcome to either send a gift via PayPal or mail a check. PayPal, the email address is producer@anitalustria.com. producer@anitalustria.com. And the U.S. mail address is 8 White Oak Terrace, 8 White Oak Terrace, Sarasota, Florida. And the zip is 34237. Again, 34237. Okay, right. All the commercial stuff done.
Yes, and even though you gave the address, we do not and encourage people just to show up.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. But we do encourage people to email when you're coming through the area.
Yeah, we love to get together.
I've gotten together with so many listeners for coffee as they've come through the area, getting ready to do that again in January.
Yeah.
And that's been a lot of fun. We just had lunch. A couple took us to lunch here in Sarasota and Bradenton.
Oh, that
Facebook
was great.
Friends.
Yes.
That was awesome.
We had,
So anyway,
we had never met them before, and what fascinating conversationalist.
Absolutely. All right, let's dive in. People are saying, come on, get to it. So here we go. New year. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, before going to the rumblings, you and I tend to pick a word for the year.
Yeah.
And this year, two words emerged for each of us.
Yes. Mine was resist and the other was trust.
Hmm.
And, I'm trying to resist the nonsense that's going on in the world in a very constructive kind of way, but just not standing for it, just not saying, oh, it's okay, all this will pass, it's all in God's hands. No, I think God said, no, I want you to resist, use whatever gifts and talents for that. And in the midst of that, just to really trust God, you know, for everything that he wants to do, that even if it might be different than what I'd like him to do.
Sure, good. My two words are conviction and present. Present or presence. But I feel the strong need this year to be present to people who are in front of me, wherever I am, to be present. I'm a future-oriented person. Sometimes it's hard for me to be present. I'm always looking toward thinking about the future, and that can make me not be present to people and slow down and pay attention and look into their eyes and really be there with them.
Yes.
So that's present for me. And conviction was another one that has been just lurking at my back doorstep. I remember saying to Sarah Groves during the podcast with her late this last year that one of the things that I could easily do was name the convictions of Moody Bible Institute. I worked there for 31 years. Of course I could. I could state, you know, their statement of faith, et cetera. But what I need to do and am in the process of doing is naming what are Anita's convictions. What are those things that I firmly believe? And of course there's overlap. I get that. But there are some things that I need to really think through
right.
that are that will be convictions of mine, are convictions of mine.
Those are great too.
Yeah.
So. I picked out two for you.
Oh, you did. Let's hear it.
Yeah. First word
I can't wait.
First word is fewer.
And the second word is words.
Yes.
Mike.
I feel those are right from God, from my heart to your heart.
You know, I can't give fewer words because, you know, God has told me I need to, you know, use as many words for both of us because you don't use as many. You use yours in print. I use mine out loud.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm praying. Fewer just implant these on your brain. Fewer words. Yeah. Okay.
Never. Okay. So let's move on to your New Year rumblings. I'll also say a year down the road living in Sarasota, so many things have shifted and changed, and I'm grateful to God, and there's still more to come. You know, in a new year, I always have great hope. I'm the eternal optimist.
Right. Well, I want to be optimistic too, and I think I am about this. I look at life as a little bit of a journey and an adventure, and so we're in the middle of that. So that's really a good thing. But I'm always convinced that there's a deeper question underlying all kinds of things, even if we pick things we're going to do in the new year or how we're going to be. And I wanted, in one of my rumbles, just to help people to think about that by suggesting some words. And I remember the title of a book years ago. I forget who wrote it, but it was How Then Shall We Live?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know who wrote it.
Who?
Chuck Colson.
Chuck Colson. Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. And he said, How Then Shall... But I think it was a great title for a book. And so I think that's always a question that we have to ask ourselves, especially when we are living, and let's face it, I mean, I'm not going to whitewash it, very turbulent times, erratic kind of times.
True.
We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know,
a lot going on in the world.
Yes, we don't know what's going to happen from one tweet to another. That's as honest as I can get about that. But, and so things kind of get us up in the air and we start, you know, screaming at ourselves or laughing at the joy of it all. But how then shall we live in the midst of that instead of just being spontaneous reactors to other reactors?
I don't think reactors really help. So yes, that's a good question. How then shall we live?
Yeah. So I came up with a little list of things. We can go through these.
Good. Let's do it.
You know, the first two words I put down were people might want to consider choosing wisely.
Okay. And these are all two word.
Yeah.
All right, good. Two word.
Should I go through them all and then?
Or maybe I'll stop you on certain ones. But choosing wisely is a good way to begin the new year.
To give generously.
Those are two good words.
And I'll tell you forever. Can I tell you why I think that's really important?
Yes.
The new tax code, it's not law now, so we have to live with it whether we like it or not. But it has really, really some possible bad repercussions for not-for-profits.
Ooh.
That includes that's churches, ministries, and whatnot. Just because of the whole thing about itemized deductions.
Okay.
Basically, what it means for some people, there's not an incentive. There's not an incentive to give because they're not going to be depending on their tax rate.
Okay,
deduct their deductions anymore.
Hopefully people give for other reasons, not just tax deductions, but I know that that's also a big incentive.
Yeah,
I get that.
Some studies are beginning to say there could be many, many, many millions and millions and billions of dollars lost.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite ones, to stay curious.
Oh, I did a podcast on this year.
Did you?
Yeah, with Casey Tigret. His book, of course, it's now not coming to me, but Curious is in the title.
Well, yeah.
Be curious, something like that.
Oh, yeah. There's so much out there. You know, I was just in a store doing some shopping for you this morning.
Thank you.
Yes. And I won't let you forget that. And the guy behind the counter, and it's cold here in Florida, not like it is up north right now.
Yeah, no.
But you know, where this is, January 6th here. And we've actually gotten out in the 30s, again, which is nothing, but it's all relative. But he said, oh, there's no global warming, obviously. And I wanted to say to him, but I didn't want to say, no, get curious and really dig in. This cold is really a side. What it does is it's a symptom of what global warming is doing and will do for a while.
All right. Not that you have ticked off people already in the podcast, but I'm guessing maybe you have.
No. Do you think I have?
I don't know.
That makes you feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. That's good. That's the whole point, to be thoughtful and to, you know, think about things and to be challenged to look into things. I also wanted to say about stay curious, how important it is just to ask questions, ask other people questions about themselves. I love knowing just little pieces of other people's stories. Whenever I'm in a long line, you know, if you're returning something at a store or even a short line, but you're there with somebody, it's just always interesting to get to know a little bit about the person standing next to you, or in church, sitting in the pew next to you, the seat next to you.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Well, when you ask questions, it kind of blows your head off sometimes, the mm-hmm. answers you get. Mm-hmm. I met this older woman the other day, and I was asking her what book she was reading.
Oh, yes.
And she was reading this thing. She says, I know the authors, and it was, I don't want to say who she is. Okay. But as she got to talk, I said, why would you read this? I mean, what's your interest in this? And she says, I was an undercover operative for the U.S. government.
Like, what? I thought I only watched TV programs about that. And that was so great.
But when you ask the questions, you know, what are you reading?
You never know what you're going to find.
And ask further question, why are you reading that?
Right.
What?
Love it.
Yeah, and I think it just opens up all kinds of things. You just never know.
No, you don't. Oh, all right, so stay curious. Next.
Next one is something we have been working on, and that is to cultivate community. We left our community mm-hmm. in Illinois. And we're trying to do it in a couple different ways. How do we create and cultivate community right where we live? And then how
in our neighborhood, in other words.
And then how do we cultivate community in the greater Sarasota area?
Yeah, at church and in other places and ways. I think this one's really important for a lot of reasons. I think God talks about community. And it's modeled in Scripture. We know that it's modeled through the Trinity. But I think about Jesus' life. Yeah, Jesus went, you know, set himself aside, would go aside to be with the Father. And we see that in, you know, prayer and quiet space and time, which I think we're also called to do.
Yes, absolutely.
But he generally did not walk around alone. He always had community with him, the disciples, the 12, the larger group, the 70, and beyond. I mean, I think we see that community modeled in ways that we can't escape. We cannot be lone rangers. We need each other. And a friend was just talking to me about the book, The Blue Zone, that talks about people that live 100 years and more. What are the 5 or 7 things they have in common? And one of the things on that list is they live in community with others, that community is an important piece of longevity.
Right. And it's important to find, I want to find community. But I also want to find people who use fewer words.
Well, and I was going to say, I want to find quality Christian community where there is good give and take and challenge and all that.
So well, yeah, and that's part of it too.
Yeah.
Where I don't have to be afraid.
Yeah.
If we're studying Scripture, for instance, to be able to say, wow, I really got a whole different thing from this. Mm-hmm. And can I share that?
Yeah.
And what I want somebody to do is just really to go with me in the midst of that and to talk it through. I'm not a heretical person, but I do try to dive as deep as I can into Scripture. And I come up with different ways of looking at it.
Fresh ways. I love it, personally. Yeah. And I've greatly benefited from it.
Yeah.
So, okay, after cultivate community, what else?
Well, it's what we've already talked about. Resist thoughtfully, not just for the sake of doing this.
Well, and I'll say your rumblings are a part of that for you, an important part of that. It's almost a spiritual discipline because you don't just sit down, write them, and that's it.
You rewrite,
rethink, right?
Oh, yes. I have my rumblings for next week written already, except that they're not. It's just the beginning ideas.
You'll go back through, yes.
And do it. And then, it really does become a discipline. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Next, seek God.
Yeah, I think that we really have to do that. You know, you've talked a lot on your podcast about faith shifting, mm-hmm. and I get that. I mean, I really get that a lot. But also, I think some people are fooling themselves. They're not going through a faith shift. They're going through a faith wreck.
Oh.
You know, and they got to be honest with it. They bought into some stuff when they were young. Now they don't really want to go through the work of figuring it all out. So they just say, yeah,
they just start
face shifting.
They're diving off the edge of the boat. That's a good point.
And so I think even in the midst of that, we seek God. Mm-hmm. And I've said this on the podcast before, but if you're not even sure about God, give as much as you know about yourself today to as much as you know of God today. And then let's see what the good Lord does with that. But we do seek God.
Honestly seeking him.
And at the same time, God is seeking us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's right there. Mm. You know, he's mm-hmm. really right there. And then he can help us sort out the other stuff, the way we look at scripture, mm-hmm. some of the cultural things that we thought were biblical. And they really weren't, and you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think that starts with honesty about: am I really in a faith shift, or am I really just trying to? Am I in a faith wreck?
That's good, new term. All right, next.
A book idea.
Faith wreck. Okay. Speak truth. I'm waiting for you to go with what's next.
My iPad went off.
Well, there we go. I have it on here. So speak truth. Think critically.
Yes.
Those are the next couple that are in there. I don't know.
And I think we learn to speak truth, and I think we do it in a way that's honest, but we have to know who it is that we're speaking to. Mm-hmm. Some people can receive it only if we do it kind of softly. Others,
sure,
who can be more in their face, but we got to be honest about that. And just to think critically, to look at situations and say, is this really the way it was meant to be?
Oh, that think critically piece is really big for me. That goes along with one of my words for the year, convictions. I have to think critically in order to determine and discern my convictions. I mean, there's a lot of other things that go along with that as well, but thinking critically is something I was not taught from an early age. I was taught just to swallow and believe. But it's important to think critically.
Right. And that means giving yourself permission to ask questions.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's like when you open the Bible and you read something and you go, whoa.
Well, and I think that's why it's important to stay curious, which is one of the things you state earlier in this list. If we're not curious, well, generally, if you just take stuff and swallow it, you are not a curious person. So you have to develop that in order to think critically.
That's right.
Yeah. Next, we've got stand strong.
Yeah, I think we are called to stand strong behind our convictions sometimes. You know, I think we live in a world that wants to push us away from certain things. And we can do that with a great deal of sensitivity and compassion for the other person. But basically, I think what standing strong is, you know, believe in yourself, believe in your God, believe in your convictions. But don't be a jerk.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Excellent.
I think that's biblical.
That's good. Yeah.
I think Jesus probably said that to Peter once.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
It just didn't make it into the Bible in those words.
Yes. It's in the original text.
Yeah. That's what I think. Embrace diversity.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, we are living in a day and age, let's face it, you know, that people are scared to death of anybody that doesn't look like them or act like them. And so I think we have to embrace the fact that we are living in a very, very diverse world, and it's changing as we speak.
Okay, so let me just say this. My dad, a few months ago, went into a nursing home. Talk about a diverse world. Now, not the clients in the nursing home, but the workers. We have met people from Haiti, people from Honduras, people from Mexico, and these are all nurses or certified nursing assistants. I've heard you say before, if you don't want to be in a diverse world, don't get sick, don't go into the hospital. You're going to have people from all races, tribes, tongues, and nations that are going to come to serve you at your bedside and give you a shot, give you your medication, etc.
Right. I still stand by that.
Yes.
That's important. But I think embracing diversity too.
Can I just say before you say that what it is, I want to go back and say not just accept, you got to accept it because it is the world in which we live in. That's why I mentioned the healthcare piece. But you go on to say embrace it.
Yes. Embrace it as a gift from God. This is the way he made this world of ours, and just to accept it as it is, and especially when you embrace it, you will become increasingly sensitive to how other people talk about the sensitivity. And we don't want to be calling people's names. And when people say, "Oh, those gays or those blacks or those, you know, those Mexicans are this and whatnot," that's not embracing diversity. That's prejudice. It's judgment. It's all those other kinds of things.
Well, a piece of it is learning to see the world through other people's eyes. I remember reading a book by Carolyn Custis James, one of her books, Half the Church, really excellent, worth reading. But another one was Lost Women of the Bible. And I remember in the intro, just the introduction to that book, she started talking about, you know, how we've got to learn to read scripture through the eyes of someone who is African-American, read scripture through the eyes of someone who is deaf, read scripture through the eyes of someone, you know, fill in the blank, race, socioeconomic, disability, you know, fill in the blank. We cannot just read scripture through our eyes, wherever we happen to be.
Right. And we have to be careful about that. I remember talking recently to somebody that's getting a biblical education at a school, and they said they read all the classics, you know, as part of their foundation for it. And I asked them for the names of the people, and in all honesty, and some people don't take too much offense at this, but I mean it to be, you know, I'm putting something out there. They're all dead white males.
Yeah.
And I challenged them and said, well, weren't there any good black thinkers or Hispanic thinkers
or female thinkers.
Female thinkers. Yeah. Are there any theologians that you need to take a look at that's going to approach it from a different point of view?
Right.
And the authors that he was, you know, looking at were great authors, but I don't think he was getting the depth and breadth of God's world.
And I don't think he had given it a thought either.
Well, yes.
I will say that.
Yes,
too.
And that's when I became a virus in his brain.
Yes, look at you. Yes. Always the virus.
Well, and I can't.
Hey, people pray for me. I live with the virus.
But the thing is I'm thankful for people who put viruses in brains because so many people have done that in mine.
Yes, I get that. And I agree.
And they forced me to think.
All right, moving on. Smile easily, laugh hard.
Yeah, you might as well, you know, you might as well do that. I mean, I kind of, every once in a while, just look for stuff on TV that I can just laugh at.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone loves Raymond or something like that.
Oh, yeah, something. You are so right. I think we need to do a little of that coming up here.
Yeah, we haven't
done watching.
No,
some of
we
that
can
lately.
Both get kind of serious and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, I know that's shocking.
You know, and watch the news shows and whatnot.
Not but, me so much, but.
No, but I watch it and it just.
I get all spiritual formation y serious.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's just dreadfully awful. Folks, pray for me. Please pray for me. It's just
awful. Pray for me. All right. So smile easily, laugh hard. I love both those. Read widely.
Yeah.
We were really just touching on that.
Yeah.
Important.
But, you know, all truth is God's truth.
No matter where you find it.
No matter where you found it. And you learned that at the Moody Bible.
The Moody Bible Institute professor said that. And I quote that line often because I believe it's true.
So it's okay to read things. It's okay to watch things. It's okay to turn off Fox and turn on MSNBC or the other way around, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you read.
Because you posted a great article recently, I thought, from Jim Wallace that really took off after both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah. Democrats and Republicans.
Yes,
but
not
some people
one.
Won't read Jim Wallace. Jim Wallace is the president of Sojourners.
Yeah.
Because they say, well, he leans too far to the left. How do you know that?
Huh.
Is it because somebody told you or you actually read his stuff? Have you critiqued it? Have you written to him? You know, you do all those kind of things. And I don't think we do that very well.
All right, read widely. Also, I'm here to say don't just read nonfiction. My life and world was really turned upside down when I started reading some wonderful classic fiction and really high-quality Christian fiction. And actually, I'm going to be talking to Chris Fabry next week on the podcast, wonderful current fiction writer.
Yeah, you know what? I wish you would ask Chris or have a conversation with him, because he's a very bright guy.
Yes.
I know. One of my pet peeves is people talk about, I only read Christian writers.
Oh, yes.
And then I mention a Catholic writer like Flannery O'Connor, and they go, no, I only listen to Christian writers.
No.
And I go, wait a minute. Or say, have you ever read the theologian N.T. Wright? Well, no.
Well, and that's why I say classic fiction. You've got a lot of these books that are so important in culture, and they're not necessarily written by Christian writers. People will often pick those up. Well, you need to be discerning about some of those same kinds of writers that you can pick up today and read. There are loads of them.
Well, almost every good book has themes of good and evil.
Yeah, right, right.
They're talking about how people make decisions, and it just can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. So don't be afraid, folks. Don't be afraid.
All right, so read widely. That was that. Listen carefully.
Yeah, in this day and age, I think we really have to listen carefully. I think we've lost impulse control, so we immediately want to respond.
Mm. And we don't. Yes, so we already have in our mind what we want to say before the other person has stopped talking, which means we have not listened to what they're saying.
Yes, the Book of James says, "Be quick to listen, slow to speak." Mm. And it's great advice. I have to follow it. A lot of these are just written for me.
I'm right there with you. Dream big.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've lost the ability to dream.
Yeah, we really have. And that depends on your situation. Mm-hmm. And some people
That's
have
really
been
true.
Beaten down so much that they've never been, they don't know how to dream anymore.
Or are afraid to dream again?
Yeah, or never seen how somebody can dream big and live through it. I get all that. And my prayer for any of you who are in those situations is you just ask God for the ability to dream again.
Engage locally.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot that we can do right around us.
I think you're right.
And we're looking for
We're working on that now. Well, you've been engaged.
Yeah, just kind of plugging away at it. Well, how can I make a difference in somebody's life?
Relish sunsets.
Yeah.
Easy for us to say.
Well, but you know, or
sunrises, depending on where you live.
But even for my friends up north, you know, I think that there's something quite beautiful when it starts to snow.
Oh, yeah.
To go out and just take a walk in the snow and relish what that is.
And there are plenty of good sunsets other places besides the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Yeah. And maybe for some people, it's just finding that place that does something good for your soul.
That's
when we
right.
lived in Chicago, we had a membership to the Morton Arboretum, and which is just a big forest, you know, basically, and roads and paths through it. And sometimes on a Sunday afternoon, when we just felt like we needed to get in touch with something else, we went out into that part of creation, and it always did something to our soul.
Yes, that's what you're talking about here.
Yeah,
when you
yeah,
say that.
Yeah.
Be still.
Oh yeah, we don't know how to be still.
No.
I still think one of the biggest jokes in the world is when at churches when they say we're going to have a moment of quiet, and they do that. We're going to now have a moment of quiet, and within 20 seconds, usually 15, you're back.
Yeah, moment is 60 seconds, but sit there quietly for 60 seconds. Ooh, can be difficult. You don't
even,
think
you can't
it's...
even get started with that.
No, you can't.
No.
You're right. So,
do good.
Do good is next. Be still, then do good.
As opposed to doing bad.
Yeah. You know, speaks for itself, right?
Yeah.
Pick up the trash you see on the sidewalk. Doing good can come look like all different kinds of things. So, create memories.
Yeah. Find some things, and they don't have to cost money.
No.
That would just build into somebody's life. Mm. You know, I used to say to folks, date your kids. Mm. You know, do something with one of them. Just go take one of them out.
For a walk.
Or play catch or whatever it is that you need to do.
Admit wrong.
Yeah. Boy, that's hard, isn't it? To admit wrong and then to apologize and to say, Anita, I'm so sorry. I just was not listening to you. I was preoccupied, and I am so sorry. And that's happened for the last 6 months.
Of course, I'm sitting here silent because I never have to admit wrong. like this morning, I think I would like, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You're on a tear. Yeah, you're on a tear.
So,
but then you said, good. Hey, I'm really sorry. Yeah. And then move on.
You
don't have to talk about it.
Apologize often goes along with that. Forgive gracefully. Like I didn't say to you, I don't say to you, yeah, you better have apologized. No, I'm like, hey, I get it, and thanks for saying something, and move on.
Yes, just move on. I think sometimes people just stay with it so long, they make the first thing not so bad at all, but they make the forgiveness really bad.
Makes you not want to admit wrong and apologize often sometimes. Love lavishly.
Yeah, just do whatever you can to not have to be right all the time.
The world just needs more love. There are a boatload of hurting people.
Yeah, and that's why if you ask questions, listen carefully, you can open up a doorway for folks, and you don't have to fix them.
Right. That's good. Just listen.
You just love.
Goes back to loving, and loving often has the component of listening carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's this last one that's kind of goofy, illegitimi non carborundum.
Okay, I'll translate that. That's an old Latin statement. It says, basically, don't let people grind you down. If you want to look it up, you can do that, but I'm not going to spell out, you know, it's... It has a little edgier connotation.
Why am I not surprised?
but basically, don't let the stupid people
get you down.
Keep on getting you down. Yeah. You know, it's just not worth your time and energy.
This is only one of your rumblings this past week.
Yes,
there are
10 of them.
10 of them each week. You can friend Mike on Facebook. I know there are a million Mike Murphys, so you can find him through my page.
Yeah, and go there and look up,
and then you can find him.
I think you have me down as your husband.
Yeah, you're a friend of mine. I actually friended you on Facebook.
Yeah, it took 4 years. Oh my gosh.
I liked talking through that particular list. I think it's a good list to talk about at the beginning of a new year. And you know, it's a big list, but I think some over others might have resonated with people. And, you know, I just think in general, be thoughtful as we put one foot in front of the other in a new year.
Yeah, I think it's really important. You had posted something that I stole from my rumbling from a guy named Mark Neppel.
Oh, yeah. It was a quote from him in a book I'm going through.
And it talks about the journey of faith. And this is why you look at the start of the year and say there's some things that need to be adjusted. But he said, the journey without being changed is to be a nomad. You know, picture the desert, just walking around. To change without journeying is to be a chameleon. You become the person other people want you to be. What a way to live, right? Mm. But to journey and be transformed by the journey is to be a pilgrim. Mm. And a pilgrim is on a holy journey. They're on their way, and that's what we want to do. And you can't do it. Sometimes we just need to adjust and change, and sometimes maybe go in a whole other direction.
And I'll just say, we want to invite you to come be pilgrims with us.
Yeah, because we certainly don't have it all together.
Mm-mm, don't know all the answers.
And I think that's what this is. This particular podcast that you do, Anita, does. You're bringing in people that have diverse points of view. Mm-hmm. And some of what they say is a virus in other people's brains.
And let me just say, as we kind of draw things to a close here, I always like recommending a resource. And I think a great one for the new year is one of your very favorites. And I would love for you to tell about Trevor Hudson's study. It's wonderful.
It's called Discovering Our Spiritual Identity. Or discovering your spiritual identity. I always get that.
I think it's our.
Spiritual identity.
Well, I'll put it up at anitalustria.com. It'll be right there on the homepage.
I think it's one of the single greatest resources that I've run across. Mm-hmm. It just helps me to kind of recalculate my life. And it's really good, kind of a workbooky kind of thing. But it's not one of those fill-in-the-blanks kind of stuff.
Thoughtful workbook.
It's just very thoughtful, the questions that he raises. And he's a pastor in South Africa. And as a result, he has a little bit different perspective on things. But man, he just loves Jesus like crazy, and is on this path to follow him.
People are always asking, hey, could you recommend a next book for me or a next study for me? So I wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
Again.
Can I mention one more?
Yes, sure. You bet. Oh, yeah. You're reading another one right now.
Yeah, I'm doing this kind of devotionally, a chapter a day. They're short. Invitation to a Journey
by
Robert Mulholland. Bob Mulholland.
And by the way, I'll put a link also at my page.
Boy, that one is so, so, so good. It is so invitational and just spells things out very, very well. Deeply committed man to Christ, too.
So I guess I feel the need now to mention my two that I'm currently reading. One that I read and I'm going to reread with my small group, and that is The Soul of a Pilgrim by Christine Walters-Paintner.
Wow.
It is an excellent
and
beautiful
like
book. I love it. And then the second one that I'm reading now is a really easy daily read, a couple of pages and a beautiful prayer written by Native American author Caitlin Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-C-E. But I'll post that, all of those, in the little word part of the little blurb that I write about the podcast, the show notes, at anitalustria.com. So again, you can email if you have any thoughts or comments on today's podcast, faithconvo@gmail.com. You're welcome to contribute to the podcast via PayPal. That email address is producer@anitalustria.com. And you can always mail a gift as well, 8 White Oak Terrace, Sarasota, Florida, 34237. And Mike, thanks for bailing me out.
Well,
it's always
right.
good to have you on the podcast.
Well, it's always good to do that. And today I get to go watch you in a play.
You're
in
right.
a radio play.
I am.
Of It's a Wonderful Life.
Someone dragged me into it.
It's
our next
and you
door
have to
neighbor.
Dress in the 1940s.
Yes.
Oh, it's that's just wonderful.
Oh, it's fun.
And you're kind of the commercial singing.
We're singing the commercial jingles in this nice, tight harmony. It's a lot of fun. So, yep, that's today. Later.
Wow.
All right, everyone. And Mike, thanks again.
Great.
And to everyone else, I say keep the conversation going.